Hello?
What's up, Amber?
Hi, Shanae.
You said wrong. It's supposed to be Bunny.
Oh, well, I didn't know.
You're fine. I'm just kidding. It can be whatever. It's our podcast.
I'm so excited it's finally happening.
I can't believe that. Well, everyone, welcome to our show, the Amber and Bunny Show, where we just talk a whole lot of shit, everyone.
Yes, facts.
So tonight we're going to talk about how our lives are in the shambles.
Yes.
We're like pretty much on Rut Island. So how should we start? So Amber is in, I always say you're in Vail, but you're totally not in Vail. You're in Breckenridge.
Yeah, Breckenridge, Colorado.
One of those really beautiful places that really fancy people go to. And then I'm here in Denver.
Where millennials hang out.
Where it just sucks. And everyone comes here because the pot's so cool. We're in Colorado. Smoke it up. And it just sucks. The traffic sucks. The food's good. Food is very good. There's lots of activities. The traffic is terrible.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement.
So we're both from Colorado Springs, and we miss it a lot.
Yes. I wish I could move back to Colorado Springs, like, now.
Like, right now. Seriously. So Colorado Springs is this magical little land that everyone loves to hate. They're like, oh, hillbillies live there, and it's never going to be as popular. It sucks. There's nothing to do here. I'm going to move to Denver. And so we're stupid. And we're like, oh, you know what? You're right, you guys. We are going to move away from Denver, away from Colorado Springs. We're going to move to places that we've never been before, Colorado, and they're just going to be so much better than Colorado Springs. Well, that was a fucking lie.
Yeah, that was completely wrong.
Why did we do that?
Because we fall into these trends of society, Shanae. Or Bunny, I guess I should say.
You can call me whatever you want. Shania.
I don't know. I think everyone just got into our heads. You know what I mean? Everyone's like, ah, screw this. Like, especially when I, you know, turned 21 and me and Ashley were going out downtown in Colorado Springs. We're like, wait, Denver's way cooler. So, I mean, it's not. It's the worst. I don't understand why I got pressured into moving somewhere else. Because if I could be living with my parents right now, living the bougie life, that's what I would be doing right now.
Agreed. So I moved from Colorado Springs because everyone's like, oh, Denver is so much better. And also, I was at this job that was really good, but they like hated me and I couldn't do anything. And I was like, fuck you, conservative people. I'm going to move to Denver where I need to be with my people. Well, the people here are great. I really like them. They're very laid back. They're chill. They're much quicker on the uptake, I feel like. But the rent prices, that's another greater spot. I pay like 12, no, about 13 before utilities and so on for my one bedroom, one bathroom apartment. Whereas this would give me like a two bedroom, two bathroom apartment in Colorado Springs, and it'd be really nice.
Girl, I feel you because I'm paying only like $600, but I have like six roommates and a three bedroom, two and a half bath.
You guys, do the math on that. I am not a math major. 1 + 1 to me equals 11. But, you know, that's a lot of money.
I mean, you know that those people are like 1 + 1 equals like dog.
What? That's almost me. I'm almost there.
Yeah, and like 2 + 2 equals cat. I don't know what it is, but
1 + 1 equals 11.
Yeah, so, and then up here in Breckenridge, it's nothing but pot smokers, drug addicts, snowboard bros. That's all it is here.
So let me tell you guys, I'm going to start with my story, and then Amber can tell you more about her story. Okay, so, like I said, we're at this lovely place, not this was my dream life. I was like, wow, I'm totally doing it. I love events. I'm just doing so well. But they, like, hated me. They were like, oh, this girl got blonde hair. She can't have blonde hair. Fucking write her up. Like, get her out of here. Do what you gotta do. Then I was like, this is so fair. Then I also went through a divorce. Well, I separated from this dude. And then I was like, I'm going to go to Denver. But there's a whole story behind that. I'm not going to get into it on this podcast. But I'm going to move up here with the love of my life. Well, now I have a new love of my life, which is my cat, Jonah. And I just became so comfortable, and since it sucks up here, the food is great. Like I said, I just got so fat, and I did not care about what I was eating. I used to be like, gotta keep my carbs low, gotta keep them super low. I was getting good times like twice a day, eating those freaking 3-pack Bambinos. Lord knows I need help. But you guys, that's why I was talking about this on this podcast, because I just realized I was in a really deep rut, you know, and you know, you have to have emotional intelligence if you know you're in a rut. Most people don't realize they're in a rut. I realized I was in a rut because I didn't want to wake up in the morning. When I went to work, I was ready to go back home and get in the bed. I would come home. I would have, like, no dishes in the sink. Did not care. I would, like, eat off a freaking lid. Don't care. Don't care. My clothes crumpled all over the floor. Don't care. Whatever. Just go ahead. Yep. Push it out, put your shirt on, whatever, go to work. Like, my life was terrible. And, like, I just recently, and I say like, it was just terrible. And I just really started, like, trying to get out of this rut this week. And I realized, girl, you're in a rut. What the hell's wrong with you? So today, I got my Christmas present. This is what I call anything from Amazon is a Christmas present, because I love Christmas and I love Amazon. So it's the same thing. So I got one of those big, I actually got like one of those like 5-pound protein, what are they called? Whatever, big thing of protein, y'all. And I'm super excited because it has zero carbs and the flavor is vanilla, salted caramel, and I got some coconut oil. Girl's gonna try to lose some weight. I look good for my cam girl life, and so that you guys can be all thirsty over my pictures on Snapchat, because that's what you guys like to do, and that's okay. I like to be a thirst trap for you guys as well. So now I'm gonna let Amber talk about why her life sucks.
Girl, it's because I live in Breckenridge. That's why my life sucks.
Your what? Your life sucks because you're on Breckenridge?
I live in Breckenridge.
That should be a good thing.
I mean, you would think it'd be a good thing, but, like, I literally hate living here so much. I just go to work and go to bed. That's all I do.
It sucks, but you be doing, okay. Amber likes to say her life sucks, but you can't tell when her life sucks because she's always like, look, I'm in the wilderness, you guys. I'm doing a 14er. That's what people in Colorado do. I'm doing a 14er. Look, I'm naked hiking. This is so cool.
I don't naked hike. I did that once, and that was not really enjoyable at all. But no, I just would like to be more in the city. I'm more of a city person. Don't get me wrong. I love the fuzzy sweater, UGG boots, the basic white girl look works up here, and that's great because I love that. But I just, like, I actually want to have friends that aren't drug addicts. You know, or that aren't guys, because the girl to guy ratio is absurd up here. It's like 1 to 10 guys. There's it's hardly any girls, and if you even meet any girls up here, they're hoeing around town.
Well, what else they want to do? All them dudes around, I'd be doing the same thing.
Girl, there's like outbreaks of chlamydia and gonorrhea. I know God has a plan for me, but right now, it is not this plan, let me tell you.
Oh, my God. So, it's just the location, there's just dudes there. Amber wants to be a nurse, y'all. Y'all gotta help her be a nurse.
I just think that I'm just so far away from where all my friends are. Because all my friends are either in Denver or Colorado Springs. Now, if I lived in Colorado Springs, well, I'm only 45 minutes from Denver, so it's, like, not even that big of a deal to go visit them. It's just, I really hate, and the snow, let me just tell you, the snow is absurd up here, and I cannot be handling it, nor can I be driving in it.
Oh, get this, you guys. So Amber lives in Breckenridge and is allergic to the cold. What the symptoms of like, we're not joking. She's legit allergic to the cold. Like, what?
I don't know. I just, whenever it drops to a certain degree, I just start breaking out in hives and start looking like a tomato.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Yeah.
So, Amber brought up a point here about her not having any friends. I don't have any friends in freaking Denver. Okay, so let me clarify. I don't live in the heart of Denver, because if I lived in the heart of Denver, I would probably have a heart attack. Like, legit, I would have a heart attack. I don't frequently travel there. It's too many people. There's too many people riding those free little electric scooters all around town, and people just running up and down the streets because they're all, like, don't want to ride their cars because the traffic is ludicrous and can't really drive a car. And it's just always, it's like miniature New York, and I can't handle that. So I live in the, if you farther north, more towards Boulder part, but I'm on the outskirts. So being on the outskirts, it really sucks, because the only thing nearby that I have is a 7-Eleven, a McDonald's, a Taco Bell, and then also a car wash, because that's important in life. When you're right next, that's all you need to be next to. Not a grocery store. You gotta be next to a car wash. Car wash, you gotta have Taco Bell, and you gotta have 7-Eleven. So this really sucks. And when I was telling you how fat I was, this is the reason why. My dumb ass was like, oh, move out here, be great, you know, be away from the town. Wonderful. Now I'm like, I don't want to travel 20 minutes to the freaking grocery store.
At least you live near fast food. In Breckenridge, they have this policy, like, they have, like, a law that there's no fast food in Breckenridge. So, like, if I want a Taco Bell, I have to drive, like, 30 minutes to go to a Taco Bell or a McDonald's.
Wow, I need that law in my life. But get this, though. Even though there is a McDonald's and a Taco Bell nearby, Taco Bell stays open pretty late.
Yeah.
And they, like, actually abide by rules. McDonald's, they're just like, oh, we don't want to cook any more food tonight. It's 4 p.m. Let's shut it down. And so you'll drive there, and there's just, like, nobody there. So just – and the drive through looking like full. Nobody's there.
That is absolute ludicrous right there.
We got a 7-Eleven. Oh, get this. So, okay, so there's a couple little stores down here as well next to this McDonald's and so on. So, okay, there's a Ziggy's Coffee. Have you guys ever heard of a Ziggy's Coffee? What is a Ziggy Coffee? So, we got Ziggy's Coffee. There's a Papa John's. I don't really go to Papa John's. I heard the races, but whatever. So, but I'm not going to lie, when I get hungry, it's tempting. I have not done it, and I've been out here for a year. They also have a Subway, but I ain't trying to eat fresh. If I'm going to eat fresh, I'm going to just eat at home. Like, I don't want it.
Well, yeah, and pedophiles. Don't pedophiles eat at Subway?
Oh, yeah, Jared. We forgot about homeboy Jared. Where he at? He's still in jail? What's happening?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, man. So, what else, you guys?
Well, let me just tell you about our best friend, Chucky.
Oh, shit, you guys. We got this girl. Her name obviously ain't Chucky, but we call her Chucky. Okay?
So, Chucky. There is this big, like, country festival going on this week in Grand Junction. And apparently it's, like, super expensive to go to, like, $500 for the weekend. And then if you want, like, a camping spot, like, in the campground, it's, like, an additional $100 to $200 or whatever. People pay absurd amount of money to go just see country singers when you can YouTube them for free. I don't get it. But anyway, she, Miss Chucky over here, is like, I've got free tickets. And I was like, okay, like, I'm down to go, but I can't. I have work on Saturday. And she's like, well, you can just call out. I was like, first of all, I'm not a server. I can't just call out of my shift. Like, I'm an assistant manager opening up a brand new hotel, like I kind of have to be at work. Whatever, I got the half day, so I'm getting off at 11 o'clock tomorrow. And I texted her and told her that, and she was like, okay, I've got 2 free tickets for us to go to this country festival. And I was like, that's great. She gives my ticket away to another girl. Shanae.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know. Now she's all over Facebook on this country festival's website saying, like, does anyone have a ticket for tomorrow? My friend's coming up tomorrow. She fucking sold my ticket to someone else.
What? Why would she do that? Did she tell you why? I don't understand.
She has no cells in her brain. They're gone. They have evaporated. I don't know what has happened to her. 25 has not treated her well, I guess.
Because maybe she don't know we call her Chucky.
She don't know we call her Chucky. But like,
what are you gonna do now?
I don't. She was like, so my bosses are gonna come and pick you up tomorrow, and I like don't want to tell her like, bitch, I've seen you post on Facebook that you don't got me a ticket. But
what? Oh, yeah,
I don't know. Like, I have no idea what she was like. Just, she gave me a whole list to bring stuff. So, I mean, I'm packing it all in my bag and I'm going to see what happens. But I don't think I'm going to this country festival.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't be handling her lately. I really cannot be handling her. And I also know the reason why she wants me to go is because, like, she wants to hoe around, but she doesn't feel confident enough to hoe around by herself. So she tries to get me to hoe around, and I'm like, bitch, I've got a boyfriend. I don't really want to hoe around anymore. I'm trying to have kids. I don't know.
Meaning more dogs and cats?
No, like popping them out of the nether regions.
Ew.
Another human being.
So I actually want to go be a hoe, but Amber don't want to be a hoe, which to me makes sense that Ashley should know something like this, because Amber has been in a committed relationship that's near matrimony for a good bit.
I mean, technically, it's common law marriage. Like, we're already married by common law.
I don't get homegirl. I don't get her.
I don't get her either. She's just been, like, it's been too much for me lately. Like, it's at a point in time where it was fun hoeing around when you're 21. But, like, we're getting older now, you know?
Yeah.
Time to be wifey material, not fucking material.
Oh my gosh, that sounds insane, but not really. This is normal for her. I guess she had a little bit of confidence still left, because before she would always just be crying about how fat she was, even though she wasn't fat.
Tell me about it.
Is she still doing that, or has she moved on?
No, she's definitely still doing it, but I don't think what she has, what she knows is in store for her. Like, when you get into a relationship, you're gonna gain, like, the, you know how they say, like, the freshman 15 for college? It's like the relationship 15.
Oh my God. When I started dating my bae, okay, I was like, life is so great. I love it. Oh my God, I love it. I actually like this person. I love being around him. It's so cool. We can like sit in the car and have deep conversations over milkshakes at 3 a.m. This is so amazing. I love life. I'm like, and then he's like smaller, because guys always got to be smaller.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so here I am like, oh, I love this guy. I want to make him bigger because that's what he wants to do. All I did was get fat in return. So I don't know what the fuck I did. So here I am. I'm like 50 pounds heavier, trying to lose weight, and I gotta lose it quick. So let me tell you guys. So the tricky story is over. I mean, for right now, we will return to her eventually. But I'm gonna tell you the reason why I'm excited is because I'm not really excited, you guys. Like, I don't really like diets. I don't really like following plans. I have a problem with following plans, you guys. Okay, I just really do. I have commitment issues when it comes to playing. So, I'm going to do, and you can laugh at me, be wanting. Like, this bitch is so stupid. I'm going to just eat fat. Fat, if you eat fat, apparently according to the diet, and I've done this before, I'm just straight, I'm going to eat pure fat, coconut oil, and protein. Protein powder in my coconut oil. I'm going to make fat bombs, and I'm just going to eat fat bombs for about at least 2 days, but as long as possible, so that I can lose weight hella fast, because your girl done turn into Shamu, okay? And I can't handle it. I cannot handle it.
Have you ever thought about juicing?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't want to juice anything.
But, like, so I heard there's, like, this new, like, crazy diet or
I know all about all these freaking diets. Like,
is it celery juice in the morning?
Like, oh my God, this celery juice. So, okay, I read up about that. Celery juice. And I was like, I ain't got time to be drinking because everyone says it's disgusting. First of all, I already hate celery. I hate it. It's disgusting. I hate that it leaves those freaking little fine strings in your freaking mouth. It's disgusting. I hate it.
It's so true, though. It's so stringy in your mouth. Like, it feels like your mouth has hair in it. It's
just fucking gross. Like, I fucking hate it. And I hate people that are like, this is so delicious. Like, what are you from? Like, ugh.
I can only eat it with peanut butter. I can't eat it.
Even with peanut butter, and then it gets all stuck in the peanut butter, and it's all these little freaking hairs, and I'm like, this is so disgusting. Like, why do we eat this? And now we're like, you know what? You know what we should do, everyone? We should take the most disgusting vegetable that there is and then put it in a juicer. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to do it. Like,
well, and you have to, like, drink a certain amount. Like, isn't it, like, 18 to 24 ounces? Like,
and then, okay, and then on top of that, I don't like anything green. Okay, I like to eat green salad. If I have to eat a piece of celery, it is what it is. Like, if it's in soup, because it's nice and soft, so it's not disgusting. But when it comes to, like, people that drink green smoothies, how?
No, I can only drink something that's, like, pink or purple.
Like,
orange freaks me out, and green freaks me out.
I can't do it. Like, people in the office be walking around with their green smoothies. Like, ew. And I'm like, oh, well, it's not, like, spinach or anything. And they tell me everything. Like, it's green apple, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't care what's in there. Like, chocolate could be in there. It's green. It's disgusting. Like, I don't want it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100% on that statement. It's so disgusting.
So nasty. Okay, I don't know if you ever had this when you were a child, but my mom used to bring us green ketchup because that was, like, the thing, green ketchup. Yeah, it was, like, a thing. And, like, my nieces and nephews, like, loved it. They're like, oh, my God, green ketchup. This is so awesome. And I was like, this is so gross. Even though it was just ketchup, it was just colored green. It was so disgusting.
Dr. Seuss Day, green eggs and ham. Like, that shit is, like, it tastes like eggs normally, but it's green. It's just the, I don't know. It's puke fest, honestly.
Ugh, I can't do it. What's another thing that people eat? This? Okay, so one of the things that I actually don't like, I don't like coffee. I just drink coffee because it's available. I just do. Like, I don't really care about it. It's just coffee. Okay, you guys have to know something. I have ADHD and, like, every freaking learning disability on the planet. I have dyslexia. Like, I change my words around, and, like, my brain, like, runs at, like, 800 miles per hour, and I'm having to always slow it down. So, like, and then also I have no feelings. So when people are like, oh, that's so cool. Oh, my God. Is that person going to be okay? I'm just like, so are we going to McDonald's or what? Like, I don't have any kind of, like,
emotions. You had emotions a couple of years ago when they offered you chocolate pudding.
Oh, I was so freaking mad that day. You guys, I don't like pudding. The texture is disgusting. I don't like it. I don't like it. Like, people are always like, oh, I had a nice refreshing tapioca pudding. That's disgusting. Like, ugh.
I never thought of pudding being, like, refreshing.
I just don't like pudding. Like, I don't like the consistency of pudding. I'm allergic to bananas, but before I found out I was allergic to bananas, I don't like bananas because It shouldn't already be that mushy going in my mouth. That's weird. Like, I should be the one making it mushy, not it already being mushy. Like,
You're right.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you like what you like, you like what you like. I don't particularly like that. I don't like, what else do I like? I just really don't like pudding, you guys. I do not like pudding. I'm fat. I love food, but you give me some pudding, I'm like, no. I'd rather starve than eat pudding. It's so gross.
Like, on the same level as puddings, I absolutely hate hummus.
You hate hummus?
I cannot do it at all. It's just the texture. It freaks me the fuck out. It's like a big brown mush of, like, surprise. Like, you never know what's going to be in the hummus.
What? Okay, so, unlike Amber, I shouldn't like hummus, but I do like hummus. Like, I like, okay, so I don't know if you're one of those people, because I'm one of those people that like any kind of food. Like, if there's a new type of food, I'm gonna be in it. I want to know. I love food. Food is great. Food is like life to me. So they have dessert hummus, like dark chocolate hummus. It's really good. I really like it, but I shouldn't like it because I'm fat. So I need to learn how to not like things. So I'm gonna tell myself I'm allergic, and I'm gonna become allergic. Seriously, anything you tell your brain, if you practice it, it will happen. Except for when you tell yourself you're skinny and then you still eat, your ass is fat, so that don't work. Let me tell you guys. Speaking of fat, okay, so I went to Krispy Kreme. Okay, don't judge me. I don't go all the time, but the first time I went in a while, I went, and my favorite donuts are not the glazed regular donuts. Those are good too. But it's the cake donuts. I love sour cream cake donuts. They're so good. And so, first time, the lady was like, no, we ain't got no cake donut. We don't have this one. We don't have that. We're actually out of cake donuts. And this seems to be like a thing. Like, you go to these places that sell donuts, and they ain't never got the donuts. If they go to that donuts you don't really want. So I was like, okay, fine. Got my regular does in that time. She came in compliment. She said, oh, you look beautiful with silver hair. I was like, thank you, which is really funny because I think silver or white hair is really pretty, but I'm black, and so every time I think of that, I think of Storm from X-Men. I ain't trying to look like Storm from X-Men. Like, I don't want to do that, but I took the compliment because a compliment's a compliment, and I like it, and, you know, one day you might see your girl in some white or silver hair. It's pretty. It's whatever. If you think I'm Storm, cool, because Storm is a badass. But I went to Krispy Kreme again yesterday because for some reason I had a hankering. If you guys have ever been to Krispy Kreme, they also sell their own flavor of drink, which is the original Krispy Kreme. So I don't know if that means that they put glaze in the freaking cappuccino. I don't know what they put in it, but it's really good. Okay. So I got one of those. So I was like, do you have the original? I was like, do you have your sour cream cake donut? And he was like, yes, we do. And I was like, oh, okay. So of course, my ass wants to make sure there's all the cake donuts. I'm like, do you have blueberry cake donut? And he's like, yes. And before I go on to any other cake donuts, he's like, ma'am, we have all the cake donuts. I said, okay. And I started laughing because I was like, I'm like, oh, okay, thank you for letting me know so I don't have to go any further. So then I felt bad because after I did all that, I don't want the cake donuts. So I was like, okay, well, I'll get a regular dozen of donuts and then I'll get one cake donut so I don't like an idiot having him answer all my questions about cake donuts and then not get me. See, like, this chick just straight up asked all these questions about these cake donuts and didn't get me. What?
How comical would that be? That'd be so funny.
I've done that so many times where I think I want something and then I make people go all the questions through it and then by the time I'm over, I'm like, oh no, I don't want any dressing, or oh no, I don't want that.
Oh my god, making him work.
So then I pull up to the drive-thru and he gives me my drink, and so he's like, okay, it'll be $5, blah blah blah. And he swipes the card. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe he's just ringing this up separately. Then he hands me my dozen of donuts and then also my regular, like, my cake donut. So I ended up with all these donuts. This is, like, almost a $20 purchase for $5. And I'm pretty sure it's because I laughed when he said, man, we have all the cake donuts.
Jeez, that was today, wasn't it?
Yesterday, I was like, wait a minute. I was looking at my receipt, and I was just like, wait a minute. You only charged me $5. Okay.
Oh, that's right. Because today you posted about your wine, and I thought it was blue wine. And I was like, wow, that's some fancy wine. But it turns out that was just the color of the cup.
Yes, it was not blue wine. Okay, so you guys are working this office where they love to get drunk. Okay, they don't really be getting drunk, but maybe they don't get drunk because they have a high alcohol tolerance because they love to drink. Everyone knows, oh, you want to be on this team because they like to drink. But it's probably because we're top producers and then we're number one. We're number one.
Yeah, you guys drink a lot.
They're always drinking. They have their own liquor store. Like, literally. I shouldn't say liquor store. It's like a liquor pantry. Like, vodka, bourbon, whiskey.
They should have Trulies in there because that's my favorite
drink. They don't really have. Okay, when I be trying to do that stuff, they're like, oh, what's this? This is eccentric.
What? That's what they say.
They're like, this is interesting. Like, what is this? And I'm just like, oh, well, it's like water, but not. It has alcohol in it. They're like, oh, that's cute. Like, because they're like, oh, pour the wine up. Give me a 40. Like, they're just drink, drink, drink. And like, even who's like older, she's like, oh, I need a glass of wine. You guys are stressing me out. She loves freaking wine.
Jesus. Yeah. I love Trulies. That's probably my go to white girl drink. I had 8 of them yesterday.
You had what?
I had 8 Trulies yesterday.
That sounds good. What's your favorite flavor?
Well, so now they came out with like the new, like, summertime, I don't know, there's like a new pineapple one, which is to die for. I love pineapple.
Oh, I love pineapple in general.
But I really like, because they came out with the berry mix, and I really just like their berry mixes. I don't like the one that I completely hate is that stupid like lime one.
That's You're so just rude. Funny. Shut the fuck up.
No, it's so disgusting.
I like that lime one.
If ever our podcast becomes famous, I just want truly to know your lime flavor sucks ass.
Oh my god. Well, you know what? I'm not gonna lie though. Sometimes I'd be okay, so lime is my favorite thing on the planet. I will put lime on anything. I'm like, anything with lime is better in life. Like lime Diet Coke, my fucking favorite. Lime, extra lime on my pad thai, yes, please. Lime on my chicken, living the dream. Like
Jesus.
I fucking love lime. Lime is so good to me. Lime water, oh, refreshing. Totally interesting person. But it's not that good. I don't like the flavor is kind of weak because I feel like it's like water and then there's like a tiny hint of like something going on in there, but you can't really tell.
I don't know. It's fucking disgusting. That's all I gotta say about it.
But I always get everything. But they have really good flavors, like pineapple is great. And I think they have that blood orange. Is that them, or is it grape?
Yeah. No, that's them. The blood orange is really good as well. And then I was drinking, like, the I don't know how this, blueberry acai. I don't know. It's not really good, too. I have no idea if I'm saying that. But on the topic of putting lime in water, because that's like a really good healthy detox, is like lime and lemon water. But I've been on the Fruit Cup Express, like our dear old friend Whitney. I have just been loading my water up.
It's a drink, not a meal.
I know. And I think about it every time I take a sip. But honestly, I've been on the whole meal water trip.
I get it. I like to have some fruits all in my infused in my water too, but that's a lot of fruit to be wasted in a fucking glass of water. Like,
well, I mean, you can still eat it afterwards should you choose to.
And I like to put cherries in my cherries. Cherry water.
No, I'm all about the lemon and lime right now, because that flushes you out. Let me tell you, girl.
Yeah, that's true. Lemon lime water does pretty much flush you out. If you drink it first thing in the morning, you'll be set and ready to go.
Yeah, it's very refreshing.
All kinds of raspberries, blackberries, all up in my drink. And then once it's all done, I spoon it. I like to do that. But fruit's expensive, so I really don't. And I just drink a Diet Coke. That's right.
You had the mango Diet Coke twist.
Do you like it?
I am obsessed with them. They're so good. No, you, I mean, honestly, the whole mango and Diet Coke, ew, disgusting, so gross, so amazing.
I'll try it.
I would fight for that drink.
Oh, my God!
If anyone ever says, ew, Amber, you have gross taste in Diet Coke, no, you have gross taste in Diet Coke, because that is phenomenal.
Okay, so Amber and I are freaking Diet Coke freaks, so I love Diet Coke. Sometimes when I get really stressed out, not so much now, but before when I was on straight up low carb, carbs could not enter my body. Oh, I would be freaking out. I need to have Diet Coke right now. I would get so stressed out, and I'm why Diet Coke? But now I don't really drink Diet Coke that much. That's because homegirl plays for Diet Coke for chocolate milkshakes, and I gotta stop. So one of the things that is good with us is that since we love Diet Coke, we try all these different Diet Coke. And so my favorite Diet Coke, as I said before, is lime Diet Coke. But they have all the different flavors. But I happen to notice, if you have those tall, skinny cans of Diet Coke, they go flat real fast. What's that about?
That's very true.
Yeah, what's that about?
Chug the shit out of my Diet Coke just so it doesn't go flat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, the skinny ones, the skinny tall cans of Diet Coke, why do they go flat so fast? Coke, let us know. But the regular can of Diet Coke, delicious. Delicious.
I don't understand why they have to make it in small, tiny cans either. If you know a product is selling, put it in a freaking big can, not a tiny little skinny ass can. I'm over it.
But it's because this tall, skinny can makes you look like you're skinnier. That's why, because it's tall and skinny.
I would rather look fatter with a big, fat cup.
I want a big old round soda. It's good.
I want my mango Diet Coke in a big, fat-ass can. I don't care if anyone thinks that I'm skinny or if I'm fat because I got a big, fat Coke in my hand.
I love me a Diet Coke. I can't drink regular Coke anymore, though. I'm like, ugh.
That would have been kind of transitioning to, which is super weird, but Diet Dr. Pepper.
I like that. I like Diet Dr. Pepper.
So good. I didn't realize how good it was until a guest left it in one of their hotel rooms, and the housekeeper was like, I don't drink soda. Whatever.
I don't drink soda.
So she gave it to me, and I was like, okay, I'll try it. I don't really like Dr. Pepper, but Diet Dr. Pepper is really good, but it will never come close to Diet Coke.
You know what? I don't like, I don't like Diet Coke Zero. I don't like it.
Yeah, Diet Coke Zero is, that shit's nasty.
Except for, when I'm at work and I'm stressed, I can handle a Coke Zero, but at the same time, I don't prefer it. If it came to Coke Zero, Diet Coke will always win. Diet Coke. Diet Coke and I, we are married. We are together forever.
Yeah, I remember when Brunswick Zone and Turquest sold to the Summit, and they changed over to Pepsi. I was so sad.
That was so disgusting. Why would they do that?
That was the worst move. That's probably why they suck now, because they don't have Coke.
Because you guys be having those Pepsi products. I'm not about that. I'm not about it.
Yeah. You got people going up to the bar, can I get a Jack and Coke? Oh, sorry, we don't have Coke. We've got Pepsi instead. No, that's gross. A Pepsi and Jack doesn't even go.
Ew.
I don't know. That's the worst move they've ever made. And I'm sure The summit is another topic for another podcast because we're just so heated about it. But
we're not really heated about it. I've not moved on with my life because it is what it is. We had grand old times and we had to close that chapter just like the other place worked at. Grand old times moved on from that chapter. Right now we're in a sucky chapter, but we're in a sucky chapter because God's got a plan. We got some shit that's going to happen to us and it's going to be amazing. So I'm not dwelling on that. It's whatever. I'm like, they be pushing their little freaking drinks. All super hard not getting any likes on their photos. It is what it is.
Okay, first of all, speaking of their Instagram, pisses me the F off because they are posting stuff that's not even true to the actual center. You know what I'm talking about? Like, they're posting luxurious bowling lanes. Bitch, we all know that's not at InterQuest. That's probably somewhere in Windsor or Thornton, their new location. Let's be real.
That's true. That's true.
Like, why are you giving them false advertisement? If I was a customer and I saw that, and then I walk in and be like, where's the fancy banquet space? Where's the outdoor fire pit? Clearly, it's not this one. So why the fuck are you posting it on your Instagram?
That's true. I should go to that one. Check it out, see what's going on, but I don't want to. It's literally across the street from my job.
Scope it out.
I want to, just because it'd be something to do, but do I really want to? No, not really. Like, I don't care about bowling. I don't care about any of that stuff. Like,
no, don't waste your time
with that. Yeah, I'm like, it is what it is. You guys are doing what you do. It is what it is.
Yeah, they suck and forever will always suck.
What else? So, the one that I had in my Snapchat was actually flown from France for me to drink. It was so good. It was super smooth. It didn't taste like, you know, like when you drink any kind of alcohol, it straight up tastes like it smells like alcohol. This was like, oh, this smells like juice, and then it go, and then you drink it. Like, wow, this is alcohol.
Yeah, but that shit's gonna fuck you up. What does it taste like?
Oh my god, yeah, girl. Like, I was driving home, and I knew it was okay. Part of me wanted to call my boyfriend and be like, "Come pick me up," but I was like, "Shane, you can make it," and I made it. I wasn't really that bad. I'm one of those people that like to feel the feeling of being drunk, but if I have to pay attention and, you know, be serious, I can, like, you know, you just concentrate, okay? So I made it.
Well, let's just be clear: we're not promoting drinking and driving.
Yeah, you guys don't drink and drive. Drink and drive is bad. Don't do it.
don't
freaking do it. Don't be get DUIs and shit. Like, we don't have money to get you out. We don't have money to get you guys out of your DUIs. Don't be getting high and driving either. Don't be doing that kind of stuff. Don't be doing illegal stuff. Don't do it.
No, it's not worth it.
So, speaking of illegal stuff, I was in court the other day and it was like crazy how many people be driving with no insurance and no driver's license. Like, let me tell you about my court story, you guys. So I went to court and I wasn't on trial, you guys. Just don't worry, okay? I was there because it was a fender bender. I was not in the fender bender, but let's just say my boyfriend was, okay? Because he totally was. So I was there for emotional support. And all these people before him were like, the judge is all like, come on up, blah, blah, blah. Come on up, Jose Cuervo. Come on up here. And he was like, come on up here. And he was like, do you have insurance? And they would be like, no. And he was like, do you have a driver's license? And Cuervo would be like, no. He was like, have you tried to get a license? And he was like, no. He's like, do you want to try to get a license? And they were like, oh, I guess I do. Okay, well, let's go ahead and push your court date out for 6 days. This was seven people that did that. That's insane.
That's crazy.
Imagine that, like, being in court being like, yeah, reckless driving, blah, blah, blah. Have you tried to get a license? No. Do you want to try? Yes. Then why don't you try it before the judge tells you that? I'm like, wow, okay.
You know, society as we know it is getting dumber and dumber.
This is really bad. I'm addicted to YouTube drama, you guys. I love YouTube drama. I'm all about the beauty gurus.
I mean, that whole, I mean, again, that deserves a whole nother podcast within itself, because that whole drama was so unnecessary.
Oh, I loved it. It was necessary, but it didn't, okay, so if you were part of the beauty community, you know of what they call the tea. All the tea, we'd be spilling the tea. I hate saying tea. Everyone always says it. Oh, girl, we're going to spill the tea. We're going to spill the tea. Whatever. Y'all just going to talk a whole bunch of shit. So, y'all know my homegirl's Tati had to say what she had to say. This is the thing. Nobody expected it to go be on the CNN. Like, what? YouTube on CNN? Like,
well, fucking a 12-year-old James or whatever the fuck his name has a guy who's trying to wear pink eyeshadow or whatever kind of eyeshadow in that color that in that video that I was talking to you about. First of all, cannot pull off that color. So we need to rethink that, but it's just people are, like, unnecessary people are getting into it and just blowing it out of proportion. And then James is like, I'm canceling my tour, sisters. Like, don't get me wrong, sisters. But with everything going on right now, it's just not a great space. It's just a negative space. So I will inform sisters when I have a new tour set, okay? Sisters, love you. Shut the fuck up with that. How do you even have a clothing line called Sisters? I do not understand.
Hi, sisters.
I mean, for real, though. I would love to slap him in the face every time he says sisters. And first of all, why is he trying to be sisters when maybe some brothers like to do makeup as well?
Okay, put your own clothing line and makeup a song called Brothers. Hi, brothers.
Yeah, I'm gonna make YouTube videos. Hi, brothers. This is Amber. I'm excited to announce my tour for my makeup line.
Hi, aunties.
Like, I fucking can't handle it. The sister shit needs to go, like, now.
It was so freaking funny. He just be his voice. I can't handle his voice. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, and it sounds like a smoker voice mixed with a like an immature, have not gone through puberty 10 years.
It's such a weird voice. I'm like, I can't do it. Bye.
Yeah, like you could tell, like he's totally changing his voice. Like that's not how he sounds normally. Like he's totally, he totally puts it on as an act for sure.
I don't know. I just wish that he didn't use that voice, or he. But I mean, that's really rude because I don't like my voice. Okay, so you guys, we've been talking about this podcast for a really long time. This is our first episode, and we're super duper excited. But I'm going to tell you, I was low key, like high key, but more low key, meaning like low key afraid of doing a podcast because I hate my voice. I fucking hate it.
Honestly, though, I hate my voice too. I feel like I sound like a man.
What? Normal. I hate my voice. People make fun of my voice.
I listen to podcasts all the time at work, and everyone always says, like, I'm low-key was super scared to start a podcast because of my voice, and I hate my voice. It's just so crazy what your ears hear when I'm, like, talking right now, and then if I, like, hear a recording of myself, how different it sounds. It's just so crazy.
Yeah, when I hear my voice, I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, So Listen to this, you guys. I gotta edit this. Oh my god, now I'm all scared and shit. Oh my god. Okay, maybe I just won't edit. I'll just like, okay. So the point of this podcast. Sorry to interrupt and cut off Amber. You'll find out that's normal because I have ADHD and my thoughts just kind of go. Blah, 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 blah. That's just how it happens. So one of the things with what we want to do with this podcast. This is not one of those serious podcasts where we get on here and we're like, oh, the sky is blue, here's the weather, here's this, here's that. The whole point of this podcast is that we want you guys to be able to just like listen, chill out, think of your own opinions, and then like comment, talk to us, you know, because we would like to talk to you guys as well. You can throw we wanted to talk about. It's like we're all friends. Like, we're all sitting around. We're all talking. We're all talking shit. We're all drinking wine. We're all tipsy. We talk about all the escapades and silly stuff that we've done in life. And talk about what you want to do in life. Like, hey, girl, I'm trying to be, like, top-notch stripper. You go ahead, girl. We're going to root you on. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, we'll support you in your stripping dreams.
Yeah, we support you in everything you want to do. Girl, you want to be, like, world known freaking robber? We're going to support you.
Yeah, we'll support you silently.
Yeah, we won't tell people that what you're doing. But that's what you're going to do, girl. We got you. And we say girl, but we mean everyone. So if you're a boy and you got dreams, talk about your dreams. We're going to support you. Because we don't like people that try to tell you what you can't do. We don't like that. We don't like that.
Yeah. Well, because we've been told that. Like, we are still being told that now in our lives. And it's just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. So, we don't... Okay, so, like Amber said, we don't like it when people try to tell us what to do. And we wholeheartedly believe that you can do anything that you put your mind to and anything that you want to do. So... I hate when people are trying to do something and you see, like, that person that's like, are you sure? Do you really think you can do that? Or they don't support you at all, but they're sitting here writing and talking about how great Kylie Kardashian is, even though she got millions of dollars. If I have millions of dollars and you have millions of dollars, you can do the same thing.
Honestly, though, let's be real. The sex tape made them all famous.
100%. But at the same time, I just be hating how people are like, oh, Kylie, I look up to Kylie. She has this business, blah, blah, blah. Homegirl, I'm like, it's not every little kid has millions of dollars to do that.
Thing is like, it's not like she started out with no money and invested so much money in this company. Like, the bitch had money, and if she didn't have money, mommy and daddy had money. Yeah. So she was always going to have a cosmetic line no matter what, which is honestly, it's so disgusting to me. I would prefer buying makeup for someone that truly like went from rock bottom and had to invest millions of their own personal money into their businesses. Like, that's just more respectable, I think, in my eyes.
I think so. I mean, like, we all want people, like, I'm not dissing Kylie. Like, Kylie is Kylie, whatever, Kardashians. I ain't trying to be one of those Kardashian haters, because I'm totally not. Like, I don't care what they do. Y'all do what y'all want. Right. Y'all do what y'all want to do. You do what you like. It's great. But I just don't like when people idolize that, because it's like the majority of us are not the Kardashians. Like, we're not the Kardashians. We're not the Jenners. We're all trying to come from the ground up. So it's people are like, oh, I wish I was this person and this person. Like, okay, stop wishing to get you what you need to do. And like I'm saying this, we need to do the same thing. But that's why we're on this podcast, because before I was scared to get on the podcast. Amber was scared apparently to get on the podcast, but we're here. We're doing the damn thing.
We are doing the damn thing. And hopefully when we become famous, you know.
You see, Amber's all about being famous. She's like, I want to be famous, famous, famous.
Yeah, I just want fucking money. I'm sick and tired of living paycheck to paycheck.
Oh, this is true.
And buying the cheapest and grossest, like, fruits and vegetables just to try to remain healthy.
Yes.
I'm sick of it. I want money. Money is honey.
Ooh, I like that. Money is honey. Let's make a t-shirt.
Yeah, money is honey.
Oh, I like it.
So, yeah, and then we'll make our own t-shirt line in, like, James Charles, but without...
Brothers!
We'll name it Brothers, and we'll have just shit on our t-shirts. Slogans, quotes, you name it.
Oh, so you guys come up with, like, or something, we put it on a t-shirt. That'd be fun. So I like to design stuff, so that'd be cool. One of the things that, okay, so what Amber touched on about living paycheck to paycheck, that struggle is real, okay? Because I came from a hotel life, and I was like, oh, man, I can buy anything I want. I can do this. I can do that. I can buy, like, $200 worth of groceries. I'm fine. Here, I'm like, oh, my God. My cat has to be fed. I have to eat.
I mean, it's so true. Like, our dog, every month something has happened to this dog, so we've had to take her to the vet. I'm like, bitch, you're, like, you are eating up my money. Like, instead of me eating tonight, I gotta make sure that your vagina is not infected.
So, okay, Amber's having dog problems. My cat, he's like low key chill. Like, I love my cat. Let me tell you about my cat. My cat name is Jonah. He is my son. My son Jonah. I always tell people that I should not have named him Jonah. I should have named him Joseph. I love Joseph. Because Jonah is a bad cat. Like, but I love him. He's like the first pet I've ever had that he just chills with me. Like, he gets in bed. He goes to sleep with me. He wants to cuddle. He's like, so he likes to kiss me.
Oh my god.
He does. He really does. Like, he loves me. But also, I got him when he was a small kitten. On top of that, he loves to eat. Like, he loves to eat. Okay, when my boyfriend was away for a weekend, the only thing he wanted to eat was freaking chicken and ice cream.
Ice cream?
Yes, he loves ice cream. And you know, like, they say cats are lactose intolerant, but he was just like, don't care. I'm eating what you're eating. And he, like, loves ice cream. He loves Taco Bell. Apparently, cats love Taco Bell.
Cat sounds a little strange to me.
He is super smart. So now he gets on top of counters. And he knows where his food is at, so he opens the cabinet.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Don't get this cat fat now.
He is crazy. And so, like, last night, I was like, you're getting so smart, because he's not even a year old. He's like 6 months. Like, barely 6 months, if he is 6 months, and he's super smart. And, like, for example, you know those laser mouse? The laser pointer thing that you play with? If you stop playing with him, he knows that it comes from that toy. And he'll come over and slap your hand like you need to keep playing. Like, you need to keep it going.
Oh my god. So demanding.
He's like, what are you doing? Like, you were playing with me and now you stop. So he comes over and he'll like slap your hand, like, go, like, do it. And he does all kinds of crazy things. Like, he's the cool little cat. So last night, I was like, you're getting older. You're getting bored of the apartment because there's nothing really for you to do here. So I spent, like, $80 in cat stuff. I bought him, like, a pillow top bed. I bought him, like, a freaking cardboard castle. I bought him, like, these galaxy balls. I bought him, like, everything. He likes to bite. He's a biter. So I got him, like, these chew sticks for him to bite.
What have you ever thought about getting a harness for him?
Oh yeah, so I also have a harness for him because I'm gonna start walking him because he likes to go outside. He loves it. So, like, you know, like most cats, like whenever there's somebody here, like when they come to your house, they run away. He like is like, oh, what's up, delivery man? I heard you brought some chicken wings. I love chicken wings.
Well, it sounds like you got like a good cat because not a lot of people get that. You
know? he's like a dog cat. He's like this. Oh yeah, let's go outside. He loves outdoors. He loves it, and like he loves like. He's like, oh hi, like what's up? Only thing is, he likes to be a little like he's kind of aggressive because he's a boy, so he likes to play like hard, but. Yeah. He's a sweetheart. He's a baby. He lets you pick him up. He's a sweetie.
Well, at least your animal's not high maintenance, like my animal.
She said, I gotta make sure your vagina isn't infected.
You don't even understand. So she's like an albino bully mix. So she's an American bulldog mixed with a pit bull. And I know people are gonna be like, ugh, pit bulls. But fuck off, first of all, because she's super sweet. But she, she's albino, so she gets sunburnt. We have to get goggles, so those are dog goggles for her eyes, so her eyes don't get sunburnt. And then in the wintertime, she has such thin hair, she has to wear, like, a big jacket, like a big dog jacket with booties, because her paws will get too cold. And we have to get lip balm for her nose, and we have to also get sunscreen for her.
Oh, that's not bad. I put a little balm on my nose, too.
Yeah, but, like, she's pink. Like, we took her out for a 10-mile hike, and we drenched her in sunscreen. Didn't matter. Did nothing for her. She was so pink. And then, yeah, a month ago, she was holing around with other dogs at the dog park. Got an infection in her vagina.
Oh, my God!
So we had to take her, that like get it all flushed out and drained. And then literally a month ago, which, so we took her in on Tuesday, so on Tuesday, she has conjunctivitis, which is pink eye, in both her eyes.
Oh my god, so many problems. So many.
I just can't even deal with her. Like, this is why I would rather be at home with Mr. Pablo and just watch Asian TV with my mom and dad. That's all I ever dream of.
I cannot deal with her.
I really can't.
Oh my gosh. Jonah's not like that. Jonah is like, let's lay in bed and hang out. And then when dad comes home, I'm going to go crazy and bite the shit out of him.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But he just does it because he's like, yeah, let's play.
It's crazy. We were thinking, what, like 30-minute podcasts? But now it's like an hour.
Yeah, it's crazy because I know we were saying 30 minutes, but that was because we're like, oh, we don't know how long it's going to last. But usually a podcast is an hour long. So.
Wow.
We did it, you guys. So let's discuss. You guys can be a part of our discussion. So do we want to do our podcast every day? I think we should do it every day because I feel like if we don't do it every day, we'll forget. So I feel like if we do it like Monday through Friday.
Yeah, I think Monday through Friday, just because, you know, on Saturday, we got to build up some stories on Saturday and Sunday to give out to the audience.
So we'll do like, okay, we're going to do, okay, I got a plan. We're going to do 30 days of podcasting. Monday through Friday, and see how it goes.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. Because
what's going to happen now is I'm now going to upload this, and it's going to go on Spotify, and it's going to go on iTunes and all that stuff.
Oh my god, seriously?
Yeah, this automatically, once I'm done and everything, it goes to Spotify and iTunes.
What? Okay, all right.
Yeah. So then, this is our very first, like, I call this our launch. You know, like when they call when you have an episode. What is it? A pilot episode.
It's called pilot?
Yeah. This is our pilot, you guys, because it's our first episode. It's on a Friday, so we're going to be gone on Saturday, Sunday. Like, you just got to know us, and we're ghosting your ass. We'll ghost you. And then we're going to come back on Monday and be like, what you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, and I, like, what are we going to name the podcast? Is it the Amber and Bunny Show?
Yeah, we're going to get a website. It's going to be Amber and Bunny.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Don't steal our name. I'm watching you, bitch. Go buy it, fuckers. So.
Or we could just name it Hello, Brother. And then we can have, like, a little theme song. And we could be like, Hello, Brother.
It's so stupid. So we're going to hash out loud. So we're going to get us a website. We're going to get us some merch, okay? Because we got to get some merch. And then we're going to upload this, and we're going to think of some stuff over the weekends. And I would like to start doing books because I read books, and sometimes they'd be bogus. Sometimes they'd be really lit.
Yeah, we can do that.
We can have brunch on Sundays.
With mimosas.
Yes. Okay, so we'll make some plans. If it's your first time listening to us, well, obviously it's your first time listening to our first podcast. It's not like we've been on other ones. I mean, I have been on other ones, but it's been years ago, you guys. I'm sure you haven't heard those. So we're going to upload it. Feel free to share your thoughts. They'll be like, you guys are fucking retarded. Whatever. Say what you got to say.
Yeah, be honest and be truthful.
I mean, we'll start crying, but we'll move on.
Yeah, we'll definitely cry for sure. But it's fine. Nothing but harsh words. We need some haters out there.
Haters.
Yeah.
I got my hater blockers or whatever those things are called. But you know the song, you guys. I don't know anything. I'm suffering from dementia.
From dementia.
All right, so we're going to end our podcast here. However, you can find Amber on, what's your social media? Where do you want to find you?
Well, mostly Instagram, so simple. Amber @Amber_Danforth, because I'm not original at all. Twitter, @Amber_Danforth. And then my Facebook, I don't know, you just search Amber Michelle Danforth. I have bikini photo and all my profile photos, so it's pretty easy to find me.
Okay. Anything else?
No. What about, well, how can they reach you, Miss Bunny?
Okay, so you guys can find me mostly on Snapchat because I don't fuck with all the social media on the planet because that's freaking annoying. Like, I can't even keep up with my life. I can't keep up with social media. So I am on Snapchat. My name on Snapchat is Zombie Treat, ZOMBIETREAT. Find me on there. Don't send me any fucking dick pics because I'll block your ass. So.
Oh, Lord.
Instagram, don't know her. Tumblr, you can have me on. Okay, so I have a website you can go to. My Tumblr, it's Zelda Darling, because I do a lot of video game stuff. I'm going to get back into that. And then I have a Twitter, and I think my name on there is Your Girl Bunny. I don't know. Just stick with Snapchat, you guys. Stick with Snapchat. I will figure out my social medias next time. But for now, just get on Snapchat and say hello. But once again, okay, so I say dick pics, but don't send me no fucking vagina. That's even more gross. I don't want to see it.
No brother or sister.
I don't want to see that shit. Like, no. Your special purpose, keep it to yourself.
Keep your nether regions to yourself.
All right, you guys, I hope you have a wonderful Friday. Amber and I hope you have a wonderful Friday. We hope that you guys get lit, you get tipsy, you end up drunk on the side of the road because your weekend was so fucking amazing. Like, we want to hear about it. Or if you just read a book and you know you had an excellent homemade milkshake, I want to hear that too, because we want to watch your recipe. So, and Amber wants to know how to help her dog with her vagina, so she wants.
And I'll try to get Liddy McTitty and have all the stories for Monday.
Exactly. So you guys have a wonderful weekend. We love you.
Bye, brother.
Bye.